So has Arian been big time in you guys a little bit now that he's a big movie star?
Little bit, man. Nah. Arian's my guy. He's been very excited about this. I got a chance to talk to him a while back when he was filming it. And it's a big deal, you know. And from what I hear, he did a great job in it. So I'm looking forward to seeing it.
How much grief did you guys give him when he found out he was going to be in the movie, though?
I didn't give him any grief. You know, it's that's a big step. You don't find many athletes that can take that step into Hollywood and while they're still playing and do a great job. So, you know, I salute him and I commend him on it, you know. But after I see it, I heard he shaved all his facial hair off. So I'm going to give him some grief about that.
You're pretty close with Arian. He has one of those different personalities as opposed to a lot of guys. He has so many different interests. Does that ever, like, I don't know, rub off on you, or you ever try to keep up with the everything that he's trying to talk about at all times? It seems, I mean, you follow him on Twitter, he's talking about a thousand different things at the same time.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with it, you know, but yeah, we talk a lot, man. You know, we have some great conversations, some great debates about different topics. But it's good to be like that. You know, it's good to train your mind as well as your body, you know, and Arian's that type of guy.
What do you think this last year has kind of been like for him? Obviously, you know, he had the injury. It seemed like an up-and-down year, but on the rebound with the movie and being healthy again.
Arian will be fine. You know, he'll be fine. You know, he's in great spirits. He's excited about the season. He's working hard to be ready to go.
How's this first week been?
It's been different. but a good different. You know, we've been introduced to the coaches. You know, and they're great. You know, Coach O'Brien's been great. Coach Dunn, the O-line coach, has been great. Just trying to give us a quick version of what to expect going into the season from offensively. The strength program has been intense, to say the least. But Coach Fitz has done a great job, you know, and I have a great feeling about the future.
And I know you've done some MMA, or boxing, I should say, but how's this MMA approach going to work?
Oh, boy. Yeah, today was the first day we did that. And it's awesome, man. You know, because the old lineman, I mean, all we do is we strike people. You know, you're all about conditioning, but you like to hit people at the same time. So with the MMA training, you could do a little bit of both. You know, you get tired, but you also work in the muscles. You know, not really literally punching people, but the same muscles you work to punch defenders. You know, so I like it.
Dwayne, what do you remember about, you recall about your draft day experience?
Day I'll never forget, man. You know, I was sitting at my aunt's house with my family. And I had no idea where I was going to go. You know, I didn't have any expectations. Hoping I'd go first day. And I saw tackles coming off the board pretty quickly. So I knew I had a shot, and I got that call from Rick. And just a surreal feeling, you know, and very grateful for the Houston Texans taking that chance on me that day. And glad that I've been able to continue my career here.
Back to that MMA stuff, TJ said that he didn't want to get paired with a big guy and get crushed.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, if he got paired with me, it would have been a problem. No, but my partner was Brandon Brooks, so yeah, he did fine.
What exactly are you guys, I mean, doing with that? Because I think a fan's going to hear that and they're going to have some image in their head. Can you kind of explain it a little?
What's that?
The MMA. I mean, how?
It's not like, you know, we're sparring with each other. It's just like a heavy bag. And, you know, we sit there, we'll punch for like a minute straight, which doesn't sound like a long time, but when you're just punching continuously for a minute, it's very tiring. You know, not some stuff that we would actually harm each other, but it's just good conditioning.
And you had said a couple, I think like a month ago, you wanted to get the weight up. And where are you at weight-wise right now?
I'm about 320 right now.
Okay.
And I plan to stay here as long as I can. So I feel good, though.
How curious are you about
somewhat?
How curious are you about what's going to happen with that top pick?
Not very curious at all, man. You know, all I'm doing is focusing on myself, doing all that I can to be the best player that I can be heading into the season, and I trust the guys in the front office to draft someone that'll help the team win.
But you know, there'll be a lot of different faces, the number of draft picks, the number of moves that you guys have left the team and they haven't brought in free agency. What's it like when there's that many new faces and with the coaching staff at the same time? You're handling kind of both at the same time.
It's different. You know, I mean, it's you get kind of a little nervous about it, but it's very exciting at the same time. I feel kind of like I'm a rookie all over again. You're having so many new faces and a new scheme and everything that you're trying to learn, people you're trying to learn. But it's a great feeling. You know, like I said, I'm very excited about all the work that's being put in into this organization heading into this year.
Has Fitzpatrick been out there with you guys?
Yep, he's been out there. Yeah.